재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea as we talk about unsubscribing. 제목이 이렇습니다. 더 깐깐, 꼼꼼해진 콘텐츠 이용자들 가차 없이 거불 구취. More picky and meticulous content users unsubscribing if it doesn't match my values. Without mercy. Seems like more and more people are starting to regulate the content online. I guess nowadays, you know, it's been such a huge shift in media. Traditional media used to be, you know, the TV, the radio, movies, and things like that. And so the government has regulated the ratings. 그래서 뭐 19급도 있고 만 15세도 있고 in English, in the Western states, we have, you know, PG, PG-13, rated R, rated X, and all these different types of regulations. And it seems like more and more people are deciding to keep online content creators in tab as well. So let's break down this article. 깐깐하다 means being very picky or strict. And of course, they're being 깐깐해 with the regulations, but you can also describe somebody as an adjective to be quite 깐깐해. Very strict, very picky. Maybe one of your parents are very 깐깐해. A similar word is 꼼꼼해. 꼼꼼하다는 말은 like you're meticulous about everything. So if somebody is a 완벽주의자, a perfectionist, they are definitely meticulous. 꼼꼼하다. Like brushing your teeth, you have to floss and then 치실도 하고 양치하고 또 가글도 하면은 꼼꼼하다라고 볼 수 있는데요. And so we're talking about users, 이용자들. The consumers are actually the ones who are regulating the content without mercy. 가차 없이. Now, this here's a fun term, 가불 구취. It's a newly coined term short for 가치관과 불일치하면 구독 취소를 하는 뜻인데요. So the Korea Creative Content Agency, the 한국 콘텐츠 진흥원, selected this newly term, 가불구취 as one of the keywords for this year's content industry. This basically means that content users take a step further from choosing their favorite content and actively rejecting these videos or these photos or whatnot, anything that are against their values. Also, channels that go against the user's ethics, their personal taste have been boycotted by many subscribers that end up in canceling their subscriptions or unsubscribing. So this phenomenon is especially common in the online video service market. 이제 사람들이 좋아하는 채널을 구독하는 것뿐만 아니라 가치관에 어긋나는 내용이면 바로 구독 취소를 하는 캠페인도 벌이고 한다고 하는데요.
So the cancellation of this subscription is led by the Generation Z, Gen Z, born in the 1990s to the early 2000s. It's our, I guess, youngest generation as of now, who consider the subscription as a means of self-expression, right? They think that what they watch, it expresses themselves, it represents themselves, especially because it shows their profile as, you know, I like this channel, I subscribe to it. That means you probably support the things that are coming out of this creator or this content. So this includes, you know, social discrimination, political correctness, environmental issues, all of these things. People are starting to comment on videos that won't see the content that contains, you know, unfair values. So many of the video platforms became influential as broadcast stations. But now many of them are criticized for their loose regulations. And so they're now paying even attention to the users' heightened ethical standards. More and more people are deciding, hey, As a consumer, we have the responsibility to say yes to these things and also no to the things that we don't agree with. In any case, I guess it's pretty good news to be a little more 깐깐해 and 꼼꼼해, a little picky, a little strict, and a little bit more meticulous. Well, there you go. That was our headline for today. We've got more coming up throughout the show, but first here is Hong Dae-kwang with Soyu. Goodbye.
Goodbye, 나의 하늘. Goodbye.